More rough weather for California. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. First, tons of snow for parts of the state. Now, another atmospheric river is aiming for Southern California and may cause river flooding by Friday.
The West, we're still watching you for the potential of storms and wet weather over the next couple of days. It has just been really epic, especially across the mountains where we had people needed to be rescued in California.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, rescue crews were not able to reach at least two people soon enough. Nearly 2 weeks after massive snow buried the San Bernardino Mountains and several feet of snow, fire officials confirm they found two people dead on the mountain, both of whom were in hospice care. The National Weather Service also warning that snow melt will increase the avalanche threat. Two of four Americans kidnapped in Mexico are recovering in a Texas hospital.
The bodies of the two who were killed remain in Mexico and will be brought home to the U.S. after forensic examinations are completed. Latavia Washington McGee and Eric Williams were rescued from a shack on the edge of Matamoros, a Mexican border town, and whisked by ambulance back across the U.S. border on Tuesday. Their friends, Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown, were found dead at the same location.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt. Oklahoma residents vote against legalizing recreational marijuana, an idea that was heavily debated before the referendum.
My heart goes out to those that need medical marijuana, but on a broader scale, I also think about what it can do to people that don't need it.
You just need to look at some of the other states that have been doing this already. You know, it's tried and true.
Medical marijuana is legal in Oklahoma. Several other conservative states decided last year against legalizing recreational pot. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
The Justice Department sues to block the JetBlue-Spirit Airlines merger.
JetBlue wanted to buy the ultra-low-cost carrier Spirit Airlines for $3.8 billion. The DOJ says the merger would drastically cut the number of budget seats in the market, hurting flyers who rely on cheaper tickets and reducing competition in an already small industry. The CEO of JetBlue said, quote, "We believe the DOJ has got it wrong on the law here and misses the point that this merger will create a national low-fare, high-quality competitor to the big four carriers."
Fox's Lauren Blanchard, the CEOs of JetBlue and Spirit vowing to fight the lawsuit and push forward with the merger. A group of New York Republicans introduced a bill in Congress Tuesday that would ban House members from profiting off fame that results from being convicted of certain crimes. The bill seems aimed directly at fellow GOP Republican George Santos, who admitted he lied about his resume and his heritage, or what he calls embellished. Sharks meet their match in the South Seas.
Sharks, the top of the food chain? Not quite. A surgical feeding frenzy off the African coast by a pair of killer whales has left at least 20 sharks dead. Marine biologists were alerted to the find by beachgoers who stumbled upon the carcasses at a fishing port just over 100 miles southeast of Cape Town. The discovery put the spotlight on two shark-hunting orcas, whose behavior is being documented by researchers. The orcas had disemboweled the sharks. Necropsies indicated the fish were also missing their livers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And more protests in France over the government's plan to raise the retirement age to 64. Unions are striking so their members can join the more than 1 million people who are demonstrating across the country. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.